Let's look across to our nearest neighbour now. Two by-election defeats for the Conservative government in the UK, while leader Boris Johnson is at a Commonwealth summit in Rwanda, prompting Conservative co-chair Oliver Dowden to hand in a strongly worded letter of resignation. I'm joined on the line by Kevin Maguire, associate editor of the Daily Mirror. But first, Sky News is reporting that Boris Johnson was blindsided by Oliver Dowden's resignation. The Prime Minister only heard about it this morning as he finished an early morning swim in Kigali. Oliver Dowden's resignation letter said someone needed to take responsibility for these by-election defeats, and it was put to Boris Johnson by Sky News that perhaps they were about his leadership.
That may be your view. I think that what governments have also got to recognise is that although, you know, I don't want to in any way to minimise the importance of what voters are saying, it is also true that in mid-term governments post-war lose by-election. We've got to recognise that there is more that we've got to do, and we certainly will. We will keep going, addressing the concerns of people until we get through this patch.
That's Boris Johnson speaking in Kigali. And as I said, Kevin Maguire is with me now. How much trouble is he in now, Kevin?
Oh, very deep trouble. And I think the fact he was swimming when he heard about Dowden's resignation shows he is drowning, and it was quite clear. Dowden, when he said somebody needs to take responsibility, it can't be business as usual, that he meant the Prime Minister, although he was quitting himself. He's been very close to Johnson in the past. He backed him for the Tory leadership and the premiership back in 2019. But this has been going on for 8 months now, this crisis, and it's all around Boris Johnson. He's dragging his party down. And he said, look, governing parties lose by-elections, that's true, but these were not two normal defeats. Mm-hmm. He's lost Wakefield in the north, a Redwall seat to Labour, and he's lost in the south, Tiverton and Honiton to the Liberal Democrats. A Tory citadel, there are fewer the seats with bigger majorities than 24,000. That's now got a 6,000 Liberal Democrat majority. There is a Labour Liberal Democrat pincer movement with voters going tactically to vote against the Conservatives in seats. That is serious for his party.
I was having a look at the Telegraph reaction this morning, and they have an opinion piece, and the writer is saying that the Tories, who say they continue to back Boris Johnson because he's a winner, that's a claim that just can't be made anymore.
No, you could argue he was a winner when he took London twice, a Labour city, the Brexit referendum in 2016, the general election in 2019. But not now. That's gone. It's quite clear it's gone. Whatever he had, whatever magic is disappeared. It's gone at an astonishing speed, it must be said. But I think the die is cast with the British electorate to see him as a liar and a rule breaker after breaching the law over those parties in Downing Street. They're trying to cover them up.
And you'd wonder as well, Kevin, what the impact of Oliver Dowden's resignation, and in particular the words in his resignation letter, will have. You know, saying, I will as always remain loyal to the Conservative Party, guilty by omission there of not mentioning Boris Johnson at any point in that letter.
Absolutely. No, absolutely. The loyalty to the Conservative Party rather than the Prime Minister himself was very, very telling. Oliver Dowden's popular with his colleagues. He's a very personable figure. He's also been stoking culture wars in the UK, so it's one of a lot of critics too. Boris Johnson was fortunate in one way that just under a fortnight ago, the vote of confidence was held then by Tory MPs, and he won that, because if it was held on Monday, there was no doubt he would lose. Now, the rules in the Conservative Party say there can't be another vote for a year.
Yeah.
However, the senior backbenchers have the power to meet in a single afternoon and decide to change that rule should they wish. So I think he is in serious political trouble. He's not back in the UK until next Friday, because he has NATO and the G7. And there could be more cabinet resignations. That has got to be a serious risk to him now.
The timing of that trip, you know, with these two big by-elections happening yesterday, not great for him. I don't know whether it could have been foreseen or moved, but to be away for such a long period of time at such a crucial moment is not helping him at all.
No, and the Conservative Party called those by-elections. They moved to writ because they were their seats. The Conservative MP in Wakefield had to resign because he's in prison now for molesting a teenager. The Tiverton MP resigned after he was caught looking at porn on his phone in the House of Commons. The Conservatives moved those writs. They would have known when the events were. But presumably they either calculated they would hold Devon because the majority were so big, might take a hit in Wakefield, or if they narrowly lost both, then somehow the Prime Minister could brush it off and it might not be a bad thing he was out of the country. Well, whichever calculation they made has backfired because it makes him look isolated. I recall Margaret Thatcher in 1990 was in Paris when there was a vote that meant she had to, Michael Heseltine challenged her, got very close, meant there had to be a second ballot. By the time she got to the UK, events had run away from her. Mm-hmm. And there was no chance of her surviving. Boris Johnson would be a very worried Prime Minister.
Yeah, I mean, when you're in this type of a situation, you need your ear to the ground. You need to be there in the thick of it to know exactly what's being said by whom. Helen Hurford, the Tory candidate in Tiverton, what happened there? I know she didn't make a speech once the results were announced, but more than that, did she lock herself away when she knew how bad the defeat was going to be?
She did in a dance studio. It wasn't good. It effectively probably means her political career is over after 24,000 seats. She's a local councillor in the area, considered a personally a very nice person, but used to be a deputy head of a school. But I think the pressure just got to her, and it's utterly humiliating. Now, she'd gone out of her way during the campaign to say as little about Boris Johnson as she could and would not say he was trustworthy. She didn't lose because of herself. She lost because of Boris Johnson. It's quite clear Conservative MPs know that. It's just how many will continue to back him.
Mm-hmm. On the other issue, which we were talking about before the by-elections, Rwanda and the fact that Prince Charles and Boris Johnson are there together. Prince Charles, we hear, is not at all impressed with this plan to send male refugees to Rwanda from the UK. Will they be having that conversation?
No, in a very British upper-class way, they will avoid the subject that they should be talking about. Both camps, the palace and Downing Street, briefed that it won't be raised when they meet. Prince Charles, of course, is widely reported, incredibly reported, to describe the policy as appalling. The pair don't get on, not least because the prince feels the Prime Minister treated him with disrespect at their first meeting when he was late and arrived dishevelled and unfocused, which is very much a Boris Johnson way of operating. People used to regard it as charming, not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Given that this crunch time is happening now, is it the right moment for Keir Starmer, the Labour Party leader? Is he ready?
There's been a lot of questions about him and mounting criticism with his own party, particularly over his response to rail strikes in Britain, with him basically distancing himself from the workers striking over standards of living. But it's a decent result for Labour in Wakefield, that swing. But it would be unlikely to give them a majority in Parliament, because, of course, they've lost 50 or so Scottish seats. Without that, the best Labour can hope for is to be a minority government, form a pact or a formal coalition. But there's a lot of questions around him. But, of course, you get a direction of travel, you get a bit of momentum. And if your opponent is down, you're almost automatically up. So he will benefit from Boris Johnson's wars.
Kevin, good to talk to you as always. Kevin Maguire there from the Daily Mirror. Coming up next, we'll be introducing you to the world of K-pop.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.